Tag des Seins, if Yud Sein. Gram Kibui. Aloche is, you're allowed to cause a flame to go out, b'mokam hefzed. To cause a melacha on Shabbos is only isef drabonim. To do a melacha with your hands is isef deraisa. To cause a melacha is only isef drabonim. Here, kibui, to put out a flame, is a iso minatoya, if there is a reason why you're gaining out of it. But to cause, to do gram kibui, is only isef drabonim. The Chazal allowed you to go and do gram kibui when there is a loss. Ne shez nofal av mapat ashulchan. Benidleka a mapa. If a flame fell or a candle fell on the tablecloth, the tablecloth started, was lit from the fire. Mutar lishpoch mashkim al gabe ha mapa. Shiloi b'mokam ha'esh, kedei kishayesh. Techabeh kashitagel ha'mashkim. You're allowed to put the juice on the tablecloth in a place where the fire has not come there yet. Kedei, that when the fire would get to this place, it will put out the fire. Why are you allowed to do that? Because you're not just extinguishing the fire with your hands. You are causing the fire to be extinguished. How do you cause the fire? By go and putting water far away. When the fire will come there, it will help the fire to extinguish, the water will help it to extinguish the fire when the fire will come there. It's called the gram kibui, but mokum hefzed, when there's a loss, will allow you to do it. And ein lishpoch mayim, shim isa kibus, shviyosu hi kibus, eke mavua per yud gimel, if of tes ve'ela. You're not allowed to go and pour water. For pouring water is doing kibus to the tablecloth. Pouring water on the tablecloth is washing the tablecloth. Now, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but if you pour juice, juice is not something which washes with it. Therefore, you're allowed to pour juice onto the tablecloth, and it'll help you put out the fire. That's called gram kibui. You're allowed to do that. Tama heta lishpach sham mashkim hu mishum the gram kibui muta b'mokam hefzed. Like we explained, it's called gram kibui. You're allowed to do when there is a loss. When it's pekuach nefesh, of course, you're allowed to go and put it out with your hands. The same thing is, a person will put a bag from water next in the end of the tablecloth. So when the fire will come next to the will spread to the further and the tablecloth, it will come to the bag, it'll meet the bag, and it'll melt the bag, and the water will spill over it. It's the same thing. What you're doing, gram kibui. Gram kibui is muta b'mokam hefzed. Yod ches. Nesh nofel agabe ha-mapa. Muta litlas ha-mapa ima nesh oleo l'kavah el ha-ritzpa l'naim misho matanah el ha-ritzpa b'nachas. Ba'opin shlo yezak korev levadai shaneh yichpa. Aval ein l'naim shaneh na-mapa b'mokam shakorev levadai shayichpa. And in ken yesh b'dov ha-safi k'tuach nefesh. If the tablecloth is on fire, and you got inside it the candle. The candle is still lit. You're allowed to go and take the tablecloth with the candle on it, to take it and put it on the floor in a way that it won't be a secretia that you're going to go and put out the fire. What you can do, you can roll off the candle in a way that it's not certainly going to go and put off the fire, the flame, by the candle. If you roll it off to the floor, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, even if it is afterwards going to go and extinguish the flower. The candle being on the floor will help the candle to go and extinguish, because on the floor it's got no way it's going to go and keep the light. Keep the flame a long time. There's no problem with doing that, because you're only doing gram kibui. You're causing it to go and extinguish. Extinguishing fire on Shabbos is allowed to be done by mokum where there is a loss. You have to make sure it's not a psik resha that you're doing it with your own hands extinguishing the fire. If you pour it over, if you go and tilt it over to the floor with a big bang, then it will automatically, 90% sure, came up 100% sure that you're going to put out the light, and then it's considered put out the flame, then it's considered you're putting out the flame with your hands. You don't have to do that on Shabbos. Of course, we're discussing a case where there's no pikuach nefesh, there's no, not fatal, it's something which is very, very dangerous. A person doesn't have to think too much, he's allowed to put out the fire. If it's not so dangerous, you should do it in a way from gram kibui. You should cause the fire to go out, not doing it with his hands, only causing it. Not cool, huh? Perek Tes Zayin Seif Yud Tes Gzeya Shemo Yate. A Gzeya, Chazal made a Gzeya, maybe you're going to go and tilt the light. Seif Yud Tes Nisba'el El, we've learned before, Sha'osu La'ate Zner Shal Shemim Mishum Shekir V'Hashemin El Apsila Magbeis Ha'avara. We learned before that a person is not allowed to go and tilt the light, the shemen light, the lamp which has got oil inside it, because making the shemen come nearer to the wick is making a bigger fire. V'gozru chachomim shleliku alo aneh mechasha shemen yateh aneh amanosh shalevet heitev. Chazal said, Issa drabonon, to go and read by a lamp which has got oil inside it. Because you've got this problem, maybe you're going to go and tilt the light in order, tilt the lamp in order that the light should well be lit. Mitam ze ein likur b'Shabbos lo'in neiros shachomeh habira shalem nozli. Person's not allowed to read on Shabbos any sort of lamp which has got inside it liquid burning substance. The af im mitchila hadloka anehu mutzak. There are some candles which, after it starts burning, it comes into liquid. These sort of candles are also offered to go and read from this candle when it comes liquid. Before it comes liquid, you're okay. After it comes liquid, you've got a problem with Shema Yati. You may tilt it. Therefore, once it comes liquid, you're not allowed to go and read to this light. There are other halachos we learn later on, Bezos Hashem. Se'ef Chof, Ne'yor Sha'ava, Mutzakim, Nechleku Aposkim, Mimut Elikol Orom. If you've got wax light, wax candles, there is a machloikas, if you're allowed to read by them, because it is not so straightforward. You've got a problem from Shema Yata there. Maybe you've got a different problem altogether. Maybe the problem is because the wick will go and burn, and you're used to taking off a bit of the wick in order to burn better. It should be light better. But that's only way if you've got wax lights, candles. Chof Aleph, Neres Mutzakim Shurigilim Nadlik Ben Biyomeinu Halsu Mechomorim Meshubachim Hakokim Heitev. The candles for nowadays, since they light very well, then there's no problem to go and read next to them. Because then you have no problems from going and changing something and making it better light, because it's always light's best good. There's no problem. Unless you've got the problem, which we said before, it says in brackets, that if the candles changes into liquid, then you got a problem from liquid. Liquid's got a problem from Shema Yata. The Chazon Ish is brought down in the footnote. Some people say, according to the Chazon Ish, any candles is problematic. Some people even want to be machmi even more by the Chazon Ish, even electricity, that one has to know if the Chazon Ish did say it. I call upon him, the Chazon Ish was machmir much more in Shema Yata, and he didn't allow candle lights either.